In our program today, we have with us the Managing Director of Apprenticeship Support Australia, Mr. Darren Cox. Hi, Darren.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. So to our listeners, we are going to talk about the recent research on the youth's condition today and how it's affecting the community. So let's start off, Darren. Most of the youth today from 15 to 24 years old only have an average level of well-being. Why is it?
The primary reason is that they are concerned about cost of living, mm-hmm. and they are at a fairly stressful stage in their life where for the last 12 years, there's been a regular routine as to where they go, mm-hmm. and now things are exciting, but they're also in the middle of the stress of exams, relationships, and wondering what they want to do from here if they get into university or if they want to choose a different career path.
All right. So how does it affect the labour market?
For businesses, mm-hmm. it's really about looking at how you recruit school leavers and mm-hmm. make sure that you assist them into the workplace in the best way possible. We know that employees that have a high level of well-being are less likely to look for another job elsewhere mm-hmm. and more likely to stay in their job for 2 years or more. And so making sure that they are settled well so that the business gets the return on the investment and the productivity gains from that is really critical.
So would you say that with the average well-being of the youth today, it kind of like causes a lower retention rate for the businesses?
It can lead to lower retention mm-hmm. rate. And we certainly know that, I guess, the recommendation from the report is that if you look after the employees and you induct them well and you hire someone that is suited to your workplace, mm-hmm. that the productivity goes up and the retention rates improve. So the lessons from the survey is that if we do these things right, we can improve the retention rates.
All right. So how about, Darren, about because you're talking about in the press release, rather, it stated there that the positive impact of the parents' guidance to help the youth in shaping their career is really important.
Absolutely. And the parents were mm-hmm. the number one person that they turned to for career advice.
Okay.
And in fact, their friends was number two. And careers advisors surprisingly came at number three. The challenge, though, is that the professionals, the careers advisors, sometimes are best placed to help them, but not the ones that the students turn to. So it's important that parents spend a bit of time investigating the career opportunities and what the jobs of the future will look like, to help guide them on what sort of study they should do.
I'm interested to know as well, Darren, we're talking about a while ago about, you know, the lower retention rate, right? So would you say that this impacts more the larger companies or the smaller companies?
It impacts both.
Both?
I think for larger companies, they mm-hmm. have a professional HR department and they look at their recruitment methodology quite well. Mm-hmm. But for small businesses, one person out of a 10-person company is 10% of the workforce. So one person can make a much bigger difference individually on a small company if they get this wrong.
Sure. So there is an interesting finding as well from the research that says that vet graduates are more likely to be employed after graduation. Yet most of the youth today would go after university education. So how would you explain the gap?
I think twofold. I think one, for vet graduates, they enter a training and employment relationship whilst they're studying. So they quite often come out with the same employer and remain employed with that employer at the end of their apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. Whereas university are studying and typically working part-time, not usually in a role that they want to be employed in long-term, but one that funds their university education. So they then have to go on and find work from scratch mm-hmm. After the university degree as opposed to be in work at the time that they finish.
Would you say that it could be because if you go to the university, it's more of like idealistic?
There's a little bit of that mm-hmm. and it depends on what it is that you're studying. Mm-hmm. Certainly many of the trade areas are in skills needs or skills shortage areas mm-hmm. and as a result there's high demand. There's also less people going into those occupations as well. So there's a large number of graduates coming out at the end of each year. I think the number reported most recently was 22 graduates for every job,
okay.
a graduate job that's being advertised. So the competition is quite fierce in the graduate space.
Okay. But with this, Darren, you know, would you suggest that you to just take a vet?
I think the solution mm-hmm. is to find something that you're good at and that you're okay. interested in and choose that pathway, because people who are good at university will still do well afterwards
okay.
if they look for the right job. Mm-hmm. But equally, those that like working with their hands or in a vocational trade will also do very well, and many of those go on to own and run their own businesses later on.
All right, sure. So, Darren, the implications of this research from Skills Road, right, would definitely be applied to the future. But how about the youth today who are stuck in the job they don't like? How could they be helped? Is there any way to help them?
There is, yes. Mm-hmm. The skillsroad.com.au website is one where we've built a career quiz, and that career quiz can help guide you on what career might suit you. What we found with the survey and the wellbeing index is that if students actually find a career that is suited to their personality type mm-hmm. and to their aptitude, that they'll be far they'll enjoy their job far more than if they don't, and therefore stay longer and be happier.
Okay, so they have to visit that site, right?
Correct.
Okay, sure. So, Darren, what do you think are the policies to be created that could put resolution to this problem?
I think there's a role for careers advisors in school. Mm-hmm. We recommend that the career quiz is done in years 8 and 9, because if people have an idea where they want to go in year 8 and 9, it will then make them choose the subjects that relate to that career opportunity for them, and perhaps open their eyes sooner to the career opportunities and development for them in the future.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more?
No, really. I mean, applying for jobs online is one way that you can filter many jobs available, but also what we found is that more than 50% of the candidates, and there were over 13,000 interviewed, mm-hmm. more than 50% found their jobs through word of mouth. And I'm not sure that the policy settings deal with the word of mouth scenario.
Okay,
they
right.
certainly mm-hmm. deal with online.
So last question, Darren. What would be your personal advice among the youth today?
I think one of the keys to finding a job is looking for a job, a full-time job in itself, and that is get up and get active once you finish the school certificate and you have your break after the high school certificate, and really hone the skills that you've got in applying for jobs. And what you find is each time you go for an interview, you'll learn a little bit more about what the employers are going to ask, and it will only be a short time before then you find yourself in a career that you want.
Okay, so that's it?
That's it.
Okay, so thanks a lot, Mr. Darren Cox, Managing Director of Apprenticeship Support Australia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.